I worked with Jim since 1982, maybe. And Jim used to cut clothing at. He grew up in Harlem, and he apprenticed at a tailor's shop two or three doors down from the Apollo Theater. And as a teenager, he cut clothes for a lot of the soul performers of the classic era, including Johnny Thunders, who had done a song called Loop de Loop, which I happened to, fairly obscure track, which I happened to know, and Jim was impressed that I knew Johnny Thunders was. So anyway, in the early 80s, I had sought out some spectacular paisley fabric in New York City, and which was incredibly difficult to buy because it was like not a regular fabric store. It was like a store where they sold fabric in huge quantities to two fabric stores. So I had to like pull all kind of stunts to get this 5 yards of fabric, of paisley fabric. Well, I somehow succeeded in doing that. Brought it back to Atlanta. I took it to Jim and I said, can you make me a double-breasted suit out of this paisley fabric and just whatever these specifications were. And he said it was no problem for Jim because Jim knew how to cut clothing for performers. You know, no pockets. You don't want anything fucking up the lines. You know, all the little tricks of cutting a suit to be worn on stage. So I gave it to Jim and then went back the next to see what was going on the next week. And all of a sudden Jim vanished. I didn't know what was going on. And I don't know what happened, but he turned up a few months later at another shop. And he still had the fabric and, everything was cool and we were back in business. So, he'd got this suit done and it was a fabulous looking suit. And I was at 688 one night, which was, a pretty famous Atlanta, new wave club in the early days. This must have been 81 when this went down. And one of the owners of 688 was Steve May, who had been a manager for Prince, or Prin, as he called him. So Prin was in town, and he was performing at the Agora. And then after the Agora show, he came over because Steve had this new club, and he had been Prince's road manager. And I was there, we were performing, and we got off stage, and I had on the paisley suit. And, Prince, I introduced me to Prince, and I noticed that Prince was admiring the paisley suit. And as you now know, the rest is history. I should tell you that paisley suit is now also, I'm proud to say, at the Georgia Music Hall of Fame on display currently next to Cindy Wilson's outfit, and that's a real honor.